to call the meeting to order. And it's Tuesday, August the 15th. It's 9:05. We'll introduce ourselves, the board's members and the officials that are here. I'm Melinda Reynolds. I'm chairman of the Equalization Board.
Glenda Mudgett.
Lou Ann Deere.
Kent Baker.
Jeff Stevens.
Margaret Darter, county clerk.
Bill Murphy, county attorney.
Donna Deck, chief deputy assessor.
Dale Walmsley, public assessment solution.
Therese Martin.
I'm not hearing anything you said, so.
Sorry about that.
Who are the mics at, Corson? There you go.
Okay, we're here today for parcel number 001-13158-011. Jerry and Jamie Pierce.
I am one inside.
Okay, the way it will go, we'll let the assessor's office go first. Then.
Can I approach you to why I'm here?
Kenny?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, come on up.
We need to swear in before we start.
I'm going to steal a chair. Right here, I'll get one. I hear myself.
I need something to lay material on.
Yes.
Can you give me this, pardon me, table right here?
Okay, if all the witnesses please stand. Raise your right hand. I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
So help me God 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, the way this will work is we'll let the assessor's office do their part first, then you will present your case, and then if we need to, we'll have rebuttal. We're going to try to hold it to like 3 minutes of testimony, okay? The assessor's office can go first.
Dale, you probably need to come to the mic.
Good morning. This is parcel 001-13158-011, and it is a large garage with 900 square feet attached to it with a place to park a truck underneath. And there is also a 32 by 40 building sitting on here, and it sits at 3125 Lakeview Acres on 10.79 acres. I was thinking we were doing two other parcels this morning. I didn't know about this one. We're trying to get online right now to find out exactly. There was some changes made on it, I believe, and we're trying to find out exactly what was done. So I'll let Ms. Pierce go first. How do you pronounce your last name, Pierce? Or purse.
I'm not hearing a word you're saying. So
how do you pronounce your last name?
Purse, like a handbag.
Purse. Okay. All right. I'm going to let you go. We're going to try to get something going on this computer so we can look at some stuff. Okay.
That'd be fine. So I assume I'm going to speak now.
Yes.
Okay. I handed out his information
I
provided.
On July 17th, 2023. A notice of real estate value change. Parcel number 001-13158-011, 10.79 acres. My name, Peirce, P-E-I-R-C-E, first name Jerry, middle initial P, wife's name Janie, J-A-N-I-E, 3125 Lakeview Acres Road, Conway, 72032. Notice in the middle, it says homestead, yes, over 65, yes. Reason for change, new construction, newly discovered. And that's what we're talking about here. new construction newly discovered. Notice down below, the value changed from $82,650 to $164,000 on this new construction newly discovered. I called then phone number 888-852-5562 and talked to a gentleman who identified himself as Dale with TASC. I asked him why the value of the property had doubled and taxes had doubled. He said, you have built a new 20 by 64 foot apartment built beside the metal building, and it has a new 20 by 20 foot carport out front. I explained that there has been no new construction since 2019, when a lawnmower storage building was built. He insisted he knew otherwise. He had his information. Yes, we got into a heated discussion. I felt like I knew if there had been a new building built out there, I would know it. Obviously, he knew better than I based upon what he was saying. He finally said, I'll call back later. He did call back later and said he could see, based upon the overlays, there was no new construction. Now, remember, we're here because of one new construction. There has been no new construction. Our conversation simply went downhill from there because we were basically getting nowhere. And I would like to say to you that this idea of newly discovered is really what we're talking about. This property building was built, and I finished in 2017. There has been at least one appraiser out there every single year, or at least somebody that identified themselves as appraisers. They asked if we live there, and I said, yes. Do you need to see the building? No, they did not need to see anything. So there had been at least six to seven people out there identifying themselves as appraisers. Each one asked the same questions. Do you live there? And I said, yes. You will find in this package of information, there's a bunch of pictures. And I asked you to look at that picture. It looks like this right here. Look at that. Notice when you drive in on the top right picture, the first thing an appraiser is going to see is the double white doors. The first question they asked is, do you live here? And I said, yes. Do you need to see the property? No. So there's nothing new about this. You will also see that in the front of that, within the building was ordered with an enclosed, or a semi-enclosed, an overhead shed built into the building. This, quote, new whatever carport is nothing new. It's part of the building. It's built in there. That's the way the building was ordered. While we're at it here, look at the top left. You see any new apartments built beside this metal building? Now then, I state for the record, there's nothing newly discovered. But let's take this a bit further about the newly discovered. Notice that you're going to see something called Faulkner County Residential Property Card. Look in the upper left-hand corner. He didn't know anybody lived there. It says single family, check. Notice it says story height, 1 floor. Notice to the right, it says built in 2017. Look at the back of that, ma'am. Look at the back of that. That gives you basically the metal building as it was built and completed in 2017. The top right of that square in the middle is the living quarters. That's where we reside. says 900 square feet. My information all refers to it as 880. I'll explain the difference. When an appraiser appraises, he measures the outside of the walls. I measure the inside of the walls. My 880 is still his 900 square feet. So we're talking about something that was built in 2017. It's not new construction. It's not newly discovered. We know it's on the property record 2022 and 2023. I don't know how far back it goes beyond that, as far as being on the property record. Notice to the right, over under adjustments to the base, it says it's heated and cool. There's floor covering on it. Maybe you would suggest that maybe somebody lives there. Does the residential property card suggest that somebody lives there? The single family residence suggest that somebody lives there? Now this carport, and I presume that's what they're referring to in the front of that square, as 20 by 20, it's basically part of the covered storage of the barn. But if you want to call it a carport, call it anything you want to call it. Now, when we look at this property, this residential property card for 2022 and 2023, both show this 900 square foot. There's no change in that. Both show central heat and air. Both show single family occupancy. Both show built in 2017. And I say again for the record, the open shed on the front of the metal building is part of the original metal building. Yes, we live there. No, it is not newly discovered. The appraisers knew it. Obviously, whoever did the residential property card knew it. I received a call yesterday afternoon, very late in the day. I didn't take the call. I was out mowing the lawn. Keep in mind, there's 11 acres there, and there's a lot of mowing. The wife basically called the number back, and she was told that the appraiser had made a mistake. Yes, we live there. And yes, they were going to be adjusting everything from 2017. I don't know what the figures are that they're adjusting. Have no idea. Haven't seen any figures yet. But what I can say for the record is that at this point in time, that I can tell you there absolutely 100% has not been any new construction since 2019 when the lawnmower storage area is built. This building was built in 2017. We moved in there somewhere around 2017. I don't have an exact date on that. There is no newly discovered. Now, if there's any questions, if you'll speak loudly, I will make every effort. Let me first explain these pictures. Notice in the upper left-hand corner, you see a metal building. Yes, there is a pickup truck in there at the moment. There has been a bulldozer in there for up until maybe, I want to say 6 months ago. The dozer was sold because the acreage had been set up. When I bought that acreage, you literally could not walk through it. It had grown up to the point to where it was just wasteland. This property is located, start at a perspective of where Lowe's is located. Think about 1 mile due north of Lowe's. You have a subdivision out there called Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. This property has Williamsburg on two sides. The south side and the west side. Across the road from it is the Good property, and I may not be pronouncing that name properly, but it is a large property. All of these properties I just described are in the city limits. My property is not in the city limits. Look at the bottom left. You see the metal building. You see the lawnmower storage area out in front. And your first reaction is, that doesn't look like lawnmower storage. And I said, that was designed to not look like lawnmower storage. totally built by the wife and I, as we built also our living quarters. Now, the bottom right shows the backside of that lawnmower storage area. Within that lawnmower storage area, you're going to find two large lawnmowers. You're going to find a welder on a trailer that I have built. You're going to find also some insulation that's stacked over the corner. And you're going to find some metal pieces. In the front of that building, you're going to find some dog tunnels. Your wife has been participating in training Belgian Malinois for over 20 years. We have dog training stuff, crates for dogs. We have tunnels and other type of materials that are used on this course that I've set out there for that you can train on. And yes, that is used for training. There is no water in this building. There is no plumbing in the building. Now, I am open for questions. Ask anything you want to ask. Speak loudly so I can hear you.
Okay. On the lawnmower storage building, it's just one open inside, it's all open?
No, there is a split area between the two.
Okay.
The dog area is in front. Within that dog area, there is a heating and a cooling air conditioner. When you're running those dogs out front, and this time of the year, you've got to have a cool down space. That is partitioned between the two.
Okay, so one's the dog area and the other is the storage area. 60%,
maybe 70%, 30% for the dogs.
Okay. So, but it's basically just a storage area also.
The storage area is separated separately. The front is basically storage for these supplies. Okay. These materials used in a sport called dog agility. There's a lot of aluminum items there. I did all the welding on that. And basically, most of this has a rubber coating on top for traction control for the dogs. That has to be moved inside out of the sun to the extent that you can move it in there. So yes, it has a lot of stuff in it that has to do 100% with dogs, dog training. Now, as I say, she's been training for over 20 years. We've had some wonderful dogs. Any other questions?
I don't. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to add a few things. Looking on the computer,
speak loudly, please.
Looking on the computer and the use codes, there have been three different people at this property since it was built. Okay? Newly discovered is something that CAMA makes us put on there. We don't control that part of it. They put newly discovered on there to get the assessment history correct. All right? We deal with this every day, believe me, it's a nightmare. In 2021, we had a 60 by 66 UV4X. Period.
Describe what that is.
A big metal building.
60 by 66.
That was your big building here.
Okay.
There was nothing on there saying anybody lived in it.
What is that upper left-hand corner, upper right-hand corner reflect?
That's what it shows now. In 21, it was just a metal building. It wasn't even drawn out.
Okay, you can produce those records for me.
You can go right back over there and look at it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Or we can send you a copy. Either way, it was never picked up as living area. In 22, Andy went out there. He's the guy you walked into the back with.
Okay.
I talked to him after I talked to you. He said he only remembers being there once. And he said, y'all walked back there and did that. And he's the one that made the changes to this in 2022. Okay. Before then, I guess you were just getting off pretty good. I mean, because like I said, we just have... All we had was a big metal building and the 32 by 40, that's all we had.
I'll address that. when I was called yesterday afternoon, and I'm sure these records will be coming through to you, I don't have any of these figures. I was told the appraisers made a mistake, and that is the reason for this, that they knew we were living there. And we have been living there, and should they ask specifically when, and we, the wife said that she told them 2017. When we moved there, we moved from Russellville, Arkansas. When it came time to set up the taxes and so forth, the wife asked them to call Russellville and get the basic information that the whomever had there in Russellville concerning property. I assume that has to do with the tax assessor. I don't know. What was not received until recently here was the fact that we were over 65 and that this was a homestead. When the wife discovered that, and I want to say 2 or 3 years ago, she called them and basically said that information wasn't in there. We have been getting, since then, the adjustment in connection with being over 65. Now, as far as saying this gentleman that had only been 3 people out there, I will 100% disagree with that. Now, there was at least 6 or 7 who identified. That could very well have been somebody out there that's looking for something to steal. I don't know. But this gentleman that was there the last time, I know for a fact, has been there 2 other times. I would recognize him. So I'm not disagreeing with anybody. I'm simply saying these are the facts as I know them. Any other questions?
Did you purchase this in 14 for $134,000?
That's approximately correct. And it took 2 years, essentially, to get everything basically done on there and to get it to where we could move in.
I'm just making sure.
Do you want to know who it was purchased from or anything about that?
I just want to make sure.
I don't know exactly the date that it was purchased, but it was sometime thereafter. Now, keep in mind that that property was grown up beyond imagination.
She's done a lot of improvement to the team.
And yes, there's no question about that. There's been a lot of improvement. Yes, it has gone up in value, I hope. I sincerely hope. I would love to pay tax on a $40 million building, but I'm afraid that's not reality. This property, when we bought it, the first thing I started doing was clearing and cleaning on it, building the pads for it. I had a dozer at that point in time, had materials hauled in, built pads for all this, cleaned off the area, got it cleaned up. I personally put in the septic system, had it inspected. They asked me, would you like to put in systems for other people? And I said, no, I have no interest in that. Everything was just put in exactly to their specifications, and they were really pleased with it. Now, it took a long time to basically do that when you're doing it by yourself. We moved in on the building, and I don't know when, I can't tell you the date the building started, but they continued with that to get the building, and when they got the building done, then we had to build our living space. That took time. You might recognize that there's a little age here. We don't work as fast as we used to, but that's the reality of it. Any other questions?
Cerise would like to say something. You want to just
I was the one that called yesterday evening and talked to your wife.
Yes.
And they did make a mistake the previous the mistake was they didn't price it out with living area in it. It was just priced as a utility building. And so what I did was I went back to what it would have been if it had been priced correctly from the beginning with living area. And so when I did that, and I used the same market adjustment factors, the land value that would have been used in 2017, and then that's what it's froze at, then I changed it to, so it went from the 162,450 to 131,400 is what the value is if it would have been priced as living area to begin with instead of just as a utility building.
Does that mean that you'll go back and adjust all taxes up till this time period?
I looked at what it would have been
should have been in 17, but I just did it for 23, what was this year.
Okay.
As far as the history-wise, 22, you're getting a homestead on a utility building. So actually, it shouldn't even be. It's not your fault, but it should have been priced as living area to begin with, but I fixed it for 23.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, so that's what I did.
So, Sharice, what was that number? 130?
131.4. But that was going back, if it would have been priced as living areas to begin with the factors and all.
So, are the taxes doubling from last year to this year?
They're going to go up considerably because it was not, it was just priced as a utility building.
Okay. At what point did the square get put on there for living space?
23. Now, you may.
23, why is it showing in 22?
Because when they went in there, he was there in 22, so the changes were made in the camera system as far as what the building and all in 22, but it doesn't go into effect until this year.
Okay, thank you,
so
ma'am.
When you do it, you could see it, but it actually didn't affect it till this year.
But there were appraisers there.
Yes.
During all these years.
Yes.
They were asked if they wanted to see the space. Each one of them, when they drove in that driveway, said, "Do you live there?" And I said, "Yes." "Do you want to see the space?" "No." Now, why was this not done sooner?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any difference at this point in time.
All I can do is fix it.
But the last man there has been there two other times. I know for 100% fact.
Yeah,
so
I don't know. I can just fix
I want it cleared up. I want it resolved.
Right. And I did what, you know, what I thought was fair to fix it like it would have been. If it had been done correctly to begin with, and
well,
that's all I can do.
I want it straight.
Right.
It's basically what it
right.
boils down to.
So that's what I did. Is the up to them to decide.
Okay.
You know,
thank you.
Yeah.
Say 131.4 doesn't change.
Okay. The assessor has changed it from 162.420. I mean 450 to 131.400. Do I have a motion? Would y'all like to discuss anything about that?
Madam Chairman, I move that we accept the assessor's new figure at the 131.400.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So
I would like to say that I would like to see all figures on that, which I can see later. And when I have had a chance to look at them, then I can digest those numbers. I will then know whether I agree or whether I disagree. And if I need to come back before you, I would, you know, certainly like to come back before you. And if we need to do anything more, well, then we'll do it. By the same token, I dealt for years with figures. And I know that when you've got figures, you've got people behind it, you've got reason behind it, you've got logic behind it. I would like to look at the figures and after I'm satisfied with it. Now, you're satisfied with the numbers? I may very well be. I may be 100. I may be 200% satisfied with the figures. But I would like to say for the record that I would like to look at the figures, and then if there's no reason to come back, then you won't hear any more from me. If there is a reason to come back, I'll come back and explain it. You understand?
I've got one of my coworkers that's going to bring you 2017 through today, through 23 parcel cards, and you can look at them. It'll show you everything on there, how it was done then.
Thank you, ma'am.
And, yeah, so they're going to bring it over here to us, okay?
Any other questions?
Since, yeah.
Phillip,
yeah, Mr. Purse, I'm Phil Murphy, I'm the county attorney.
May I approach you and hear you?
Yes, absolutely. You can come over and I'll turn the mic off.
If you disagree with anything with the decision of the Equalization Board, your appeal will not be to the Equalization Board. It will be to county court, which the county judge will sit on.
Okay. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
And you know, I may agree 100% with it, but I've been in the field for a lot of years.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we were straight on the procedure.
Okay,
we wouldn't have
I
come before
I
then.
I don't foresee any legal actions. I don't see any
sure.
lawsuits, but I learned long ago, until something is verified, and that's the whole problem here is verification. People had their idea as to what everything was, but they didn't verify it. Think about that. When I was told originally, and keep in mind this is off the record, when I was told originally about this, yes, there's been new construction. There was a hot tip somewhere. Was it verified?
I think with our vote.
Thank you very much for your time.
With our vote today, we have verified that, just so you understand.
Yes, I'm a little nervous. Yes, I'm old and sometimes slow. But I believe in facts.
She's going to run and get your partial.